This is Steffi Callister.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The fabulous Beyonce and Naughty Boy running. Appropriately enough, because my guest for this afternoon, Jade Skillen, personal trainer and inspirational life coach, has arrived. Jade, thank you for coming in this afternoon.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
I was just thinking that people might need a bit of help at this time of the year, because everyone makes great New Year's resolutions, don't they? And then it all goes pear-shaped just about now, really, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's true. You see it very often in the years that I've been doing it. You know, you kind of see, social media going crazy and people sort of jumping on the bandwagon. But like you're right, it gets to sort of four weeks down the line and sort of February hits and it's a big lull.
So how do you get motivated?
Me personally?
Yes. How do you motivate your clients?
Okay, so when it comes to motivation, I think it's really important for people to have a goal in sight, but to also make habits. And I think that's a big thing to touch on, is that the problem we have with January, with the new year starting, is people try and do everything at once. And the problem you then have is you almost have like a relapse phase, because you almost try and do everything at once. We experience one failure and then we give up.
Yeah, because you will see in January, gym memberships go through the roof, don't they?
100%, yeah. And it's the same with, boot camps and things like that as well.
Yeah.
It's a big rocket, members joining, and, they tie themselves into a six-month contract, but we only really see them for a month or so, and they kind of do drop off.
Yeah.
So my advice for that is to build habits and, look at the long term, but also shorter goals as well.
How important is your diet? Because obviously training's one thing, but diet sort of backs it up, doesn't it?
110%. I mean, my motto in life is you cannot out-train a bad diet, and no matter how many times you train a week, if you're not fueling your body with the right substances and with the right foods that are going to give you energy to actually train at your best, then and get results, which is the biggest thing, then you might as well be hitting your head against a brick wall.
It's quite interesting, actually, because my entire career, I've had to be underweight till now, which is great, because I worked in television from when I was 21. But so you always, the camera adds half a stone at least.
Okay.
They usually say 10 pounds. So I've always had to. And now I'm just like, oh, I'm on radio, I don't care anymore, which is really bad. But, where do people fall down the most, do you think?
I think people fall down when they over-expect from themselves. I think that, like I said, they try and do too much at once, or they save it until a weekend and then they start again on Monday.
Yeah.
So they stay really diligent Monday to Friday. The problem they then have is when they go and overindulge on a Saturday, it becomes a Sunday.
Right.
So when I train my clients and I give people motivation tools, I say, okay, let's establish a 90-10 ratio. So 90%, we eat good, nutritious foods.
Mm-hmm.
I almost say like a clean, unprocessed diet.
Right.
Which is what I promote. And then what I say is I normally try and get them to have like a 10% ratio. So I normally say like a midweek treat.
Right.
Then they get back on form from Thursday to Friday, and maybe like a Saturday they allow themselves. But Sunday is like when I train my clients, I say that Sunday should be a good day, because otherwise they lose motivation on that Monday.
Okay. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Gym versus boot camp.
Okay.
I know you run a boot camp.
Yeah.
Do you train in the gym as well?
Personally, I train in the gym. I do a lot of OCR racing, obstacle racing. So some of my training has to be in the gym, strength work and things like that. But there's nothing better, in my opinion, than being in the outdoors. I've actually tried to run boot camps indoors before, and my clients have not liked any minute of it at all.
I can't think of anything worse than being on a playing field at 6 o'clock in the morning in the dark training, though. I mean, where does the motivation come from that?
People do show up. I mean, I have sessions of sort of 50 to 60 people at one time. I believe that once they start to see results, it becomes almost like an addiction process. And I think that it's a good addiction to have, but I think it almost, results breed results. And I think, they know that if they don't show up, they don't get that level of support.
Because you do get a certain hit from the exercise, don't you?
Oh, endorphin release is massive. And I think that I think it's the type of training you do as well. I mean, I do a lot of high intensity resistance training. So we use equipment, kettlebells, things like that. And I think that it's a very quick fat loss protocol. So with our kind of training, we don't hit cardio too much, because that can sometimes allow us to become catabolic,
okay,
which means that we lose muscle as opposed to fat.
Right.
And then we're in a situation where we're trying to lose fat instead, but we're actually losing muscle.
Okay.
So that's the kind of training.
Tell me about
do.
Some of your success stories, because you're very good at putting on social media the yeah. before and after pictures, which I have to say horrify me. I like the after ones, but yeah. the before ones, it's like the idea of someone stripping you down to your underwear and taking yeah. a picture of you isn't... Yeah. Good. But you have had some success.
Some fantastic success. I mean, I've been running it 7 years now, so we've seen a lot of transformations. And it's not just physical, it's a mental thing as well. You know, we have clients coming off antidepressants. I've actually interviewed a client today, and, you know, she's been on antidepressants for 7 years, Emily, and she's now, just in 12 weeks on my programme, she hasn't touched an antidepressant since just before Christmas.
Wow.
And it's someone who was really, really struggling. I mean, you know, to the point where she couldn't come out of her house. But as for, you know, physical transformations, I mean, you know, we don't see it uncommon for people to lose a clothes size in a month if they follow the protocol and take the level as well. I can mention another one off the top of my head. I had a lady called Gemma Carson who lost 4 stone with us.
Good grief.
It was a 12-month period.
Yes, yeah.
And the biggest thing for me is I like to train my clients on sustainability. I don't believe in jumping on this diet, getting quick results and then losing it.
Because that kind of, it is a quick fix, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it can be. If you treat it as a quick fix, it can be. Dieting is a quick fix. But if you, like I said at the beginning of when we were here, if you establish a routine and you start adding habits in, it almost becomes a second nature and the results become a byproduct of that.
What about those days, though, when you just can't get out of bed? When you've got, like, I'm struggling with a really bad throat today, and I just thought this morning, trying to get up, let alone motivated to come and do a radio programme, let alone train. Yeah. I mean, how do you get your head around that?
I think a lot of people, for some people, it is the case of just getting up in the morning and getting something done. And whether it is a gym programme you've taken up, whether it's a boot camp you've joined, you know, whether it's an exercise class you've now started to do, I think that when you have days like that, I think that something is better than nothing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be that you turn up to your gym session, you know, but if you can actually get out of bed and even just some of the exercises you've learned, just get moving in the morning. And even if it's just 10 or 15 minutes, just to make your metabolism sky high, and your endorphins will release and you will feel so much better for the day for having done that.
It's interesting you should say that, because I'm currently going through pain clinic because I have had a really bad car accident when I was 17 and broke practically every bone in my body. So I'm now all going arthritic. So from that point of view, that's one of the things that pain clinic teaches you, that if you have to take the painkillers to go to the gym to get the endorphins released,
yep.
to get you over the resulting pain, but then yep. you're able to go back the next day. So you're strengthening your core and it's, yeah. you know, it's really good for that.
100%. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a process at the end of the day. And I think that everybody is in that process, whether, you know, you're starting out for the first ever time, you haven't trained for 20 years, whether, you know, unfortunately something happens like you've had. Mm. I think it's a process of making the first initial step, and with, you know, conditions such as osteoarthritis and things like that they can be helped with regular exercise. You're getting a blood flow to the muscles, you're getting a blood flow to the joints, you know, you're moving what we call synovial fluid, so you are continually helping your joints move. And I think, you know, if people do say, right, that's it, that's me done, you know, I'm not going to exercise anymore and I can't, you know, and even it doesn't even have to be really intense, you know, just a 20 minute walk, you know, learning some body weight exercises that you can do at home. You know, it can be something as simple as that.
Now, some people have said, now, you've got this reputation, and like whenever you came in, I was so surprised because you're tiny, absolutely tiny.
4'11".
But the word Marmite springs to mind, because people either go, oh my goodness, she's amazing, or oh my goodness, she's terrifying.
I get that a lot, actually. I get it when people first come to my sessions and they, you know, they either say to me, oh, I didn't realise you were this small. Or I get the, you're a Jack Russell, terrier. But I think that, you know, you are right. You know, people either, I think that people almost have a stigma about the word boot camp. And I think that people almost think it sort of, it comes from the army type.
The American style.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's not like that. I normally call it almost like we call it more like a fitness program, because we have structured sessions. We don't just, you know, get you flipping tires and throwing heavy things, you know. Everything is based around the individual. And we progress people from a point A to point B. And we do that injury free, you know, which is the main concern. And obviously progressively as well. So we make sure that people, you know, so I'm not scary. I do like to, you know, get the best out of people in a nice way. But yeah, I, you know.
Finally, if people want to get in touch, how do they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me via phone. My phone is on my website and on my Facebook page. You just need to type in Jade Skillen, fitness camp or anything to do with fitness. I normally come up top on Google as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but the main way people contact me is usually through social media, my Facebook page, JS Fitness Camp, and yeah, my profile as well.
Okay, well, Jade, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon. It has been inspirational.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.